The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Extraordinary steps being taken so investors can get all of the money they put into now-failed Silicon Valley Bank and New York Signature Bank, not just the FDIC-insured $250,000. President Biden speaking about it this morning. Today, Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, testifies before a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments he arranged for the former president. At last night's Academy Awards, Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture, and one of the actors in it, Jamie Lee Curtis, took home the Best Supporting Actress statue. ABC's Jason Nathanson was backstage.
She comes from Hollywood royalty. During one of the questions, she was asked about being a Nepo baby, which she proudly wears. She's been in Hollywood for a long time, but this has never happened for her. She's never gotten to this level of success. And she thanked everybody who supported her all these years and all the genre films she's done, all the horror films she's done, the comedies she's done to get to this point.
This is ABC News. The UN Secretary General is warning the world is at a crossroads in the fight against climate change. Antonio Guterres says an upcoming UN climate report could not come at a more pivotal time. He says we're nearing the point of no return, but it isn't too late. Resuming today, search and rescue in the deadly crash of two boats off San Diego. Officials suspect those boats were being used for human smuggling. San Diego Fire Operations Chief Dan Eddy.
At first light, once all the conditions clear, we'll have Coast Guard out here and San Diego Fire Rescue and lifeguards doing a joint search through the water for any possible victims that are left.
At least eight people have died. Texas officials urging spring breakers to avoid Mexico due to recent crime there. This as new barriers were installed on the bridge linking Juarez, Mexico with El Paso. It happened after about 1,000 migrants in Mexico rushed the entry point Sunday. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's technical colleges are considering raising tuition by almost 2% for occupational degree programs starting in the fall. It would be the highest increase in in-state tuition in 7 years, but it's still lower than inflation. The Technical College System Board is expected to consider the increase at its meetings this week. A liberal political action committee that supports Democrats is releasing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of TV and radio ads across Wisconsin and other battleground states. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century tout the Biden administration's efforts to lower insulin costs, protect Social Security and Medicare, and rebuild infrastructure. In sports, the Bucks are at Sacramento tonight. The Badgers open NIT play at the Kohl Center tomorrow night against Bradley, and Marquette plays Vermont the Big Dance Friday. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
With the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court at stake, it's more important than ever to cast your ballot for Judge Janet Protasiewicz.
Judge Janet is a former Milwaukee County prosecutor and now circuit court judge who's been a lifelong advocate for victims of crime.
Judge Janet Protasiewicz believes in women's freedom to make our own decisions when it comes to abortion.
And she believes in protecting our communities.
And investing in public safety.
Judge Janet believes in fair elections and protecting our right to vote.
But we can't have an extremist like Dan Kelly on the court. Kelly wants abortion banned, even in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother.
On the court, Kelly could take away our voting rights and women's rights.
The decisions the Wisconsin Supreme Court make affect us all.
And our future.
So if you want a fair, impartial justice that cares about us and protecting our rights,
protecting our freedoms,
and protecting our neighborhoods,
vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
As the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes, because it's Monday morning with snow, baby. What's up, Earl?
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. It's Monday, and Monday with Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. I've been doing some thinking.
Uh-oh. Lord Jesus, it's Monday morning. You know, last Monday was heavy Monday. What is it today?
So I'm thinking, let's see. We're coming up with the draft.
I think you got an Aaron Rodgers fetish.
Okay. We're coming up with the draft.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up with the trade deadlines and those kind of things, right?
All that stuff.
I was thinking, man. Maybe I ought to trade you in for Aaron Rodgers.
Trade me in?
Yeah.
No. No.
Hey, man, no. Everybody else is, you know, no. Rodgers. Everybody talking about Rodgers,
no,
man.
Earl, that'd be the biggest mistake of your life.
Hey, man.
Biggest mistake of your life,
bro. Let's see if Aaron Rodgers is ready to do this.
Oh, he ready. All them quarterbacks are always ready. They get all, like, look at, what's old boy named Tom Brady?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
fell off the football field and got million.
Man, what are you talking
about,
man? To
run his mouth.
He's going to be getting paid more money
man, them than, quarterbacks.
Than all the rest of them cats almost combined.
Man, them $340 what's that other dude
million.
That,
dollars.
What's the other dude name used to play for Dallas?
Oh, man, he was...
Walking around with sketches on.
Yeah, and he was horrible.
He from Wisconsin, too.
Yeah, Tony Romo.
There he is.
Yeah, man. Hey, and
there he is.
Terrible, man.
Look like somebody done bumped his head four times, and he got millions.
Yeah, they made him...
Tony
they
Romo.
They paid him a lot of money. Let me ask you, man. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers. The whole world is talking about Aaron Rodgers.
The whole world?
Well...
I wouldn't say the whole world.
A whole lot of people.
A lot of people turn the TV off.
Hey, it's a lot more people talking about Aaron Rodgers than Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But Aaron Rodgers is just telling people, again, just relax. The people don't want to relax, man. You tried that. You got away with that, you know, when,
Earl,
you know.
I told you, is there an offensive tackle talking like this? Is there a wide receiver talking like this? Is there a coach talking like he does? No. Because you want to know why? Quarterbacks rule the world.
Well,
he might ride past it right now and tell you to shut up, Earl. Shut up, Earl.
Well, I can understand if it's Lamar Jackson.
What's the difference? Lamar Jackson ain't got three MVPs.
He's 27 years old.
Do Lamar Jackson got three MVPs?
No,
Do he got a Super Bowl yet? Lamar got a Super Bowl
point
yet?
Is,
okay.
The point is he's 27 years
that
old.
That ain't got nothing
got
to do with it.
He got the whole future ahead of him.
That ain't got nothing to do with
There's a 40-year-old man, Gilbert. 40.
And can put the ball between a needle thread if he have to. Steal. Or we wouldn't be talking about him.
Okay. So phone lines are open at 844-967.
Please help me because Earl don't know what he's talking about. Please help me. 2789. Lord
what
Jesus.
What is the phone number? 844-967-2789.
CTE.
Is it time?
There it is.
I'm just saying, man, is it time? Is it time?
What is it time for what?
Should Aaron Rodgers go or should he stay? When you listen
that is
to,
not your decision.
No, I mean, but the fans.
The fans, yes. They can say what they want to say. They can jump off that building and say, if Aaron Rodgers don't tell me I'm jumping out. No. It don't matter what you say or do. He has the keys to the
it
car.
It does matter what Mike Murphy
yeah,
and those folks say.
Mike Murphy and in Mike the front Murphy. Office, which sometimes they don't make all the right decisions either.
Well, I didn't say he make the right decisions, Mike
because
Murphy.
Because you know what's pissing the person off the most?
What?
All these guys restructuring their contracts. Because they restructuring their contracts in the way because they thinking Aaron Rodgers is coming back. We got to make room so we can keep him and they can go out and get players.
So let me ask you. So do you think those players would be restructuring their contracts otherwise?
If Aaron Rodgers, if he told right. them they was leaving, no, pay me.
Well,
uh-uh.
I thought you said that they don't lose any money in the restructured deal.
They do, they don't, and then they do. They push it all the way back to the end. Anything can happen to you at the end. You see what I'm saying? They push all that big money to the end, okay? You're not guaranteed that you're going to finish out these 4 years.
So when you sign a contract.
Man, when you sign a contract, you if we was in the NBA, if we was in the NBA, you guaranteed. If you was in baseball, you guaranteed. But we play football. The most violent sport in the world. We can't guarantee you that money, sir.
Okay, so it doesn't matter who your agent is.
No. The agent ain't doing nothing but mopping the floor.
But the bottom line, Gilbert, then, is when they say you just signed a contract for $35 million, that's
don't
why
mean you ain't going to get
is
it.
Is that why you guys asked for a bigger signing bonus up front?
Yes, the bigger you sign, because that's guaranteed money. That's the only guaranteed money you guys are signing bonus, period. Incentives. You got to sign it. You got to do a gang of incentives so you can get some money, Earl. They're not going to give you that money because you can fall out. You can go out and break your ankle, do whatever, or trip and fall on the field like some of these players do, and they out for 6 weeks.
So all of this negotiations, even you were a star player, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were a star player.
I was a five-star.
Okay, you
don't say two. Don't say one. I was a five star.
You
I was a wrecker. I was a.
So let me.
I
you.
Was a man among men, beating on me.
So we. Woo! So we talking past tense was.
Oh, I'll show hair, you, Earl, if my, you want me to. I'll show you. I still got it.
My hair used to be black.
Yeah, it used to be black. Hey,
and these used to be muscles.
But it's about to get whiter if you keep talking.
And these used to be muscles.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
But, you know, but so all of that time, Gilbert, as a star player,
mm-hmm.
you were never comfortable from
no,
the standpoint?
No, you can't. You, Earl, let me break it down for you. You can never be comfortable playing in the NFL. Let me tell you why. We got people. Some people think we go to work and just show up for a game. No, when you go over there, 1265 Lombardi Avenue, sometimes some of the guys come in at 6 or 6:30 in the morning, and you don't get out of there at 5, 6 o'clock at night. That's every day. Your day off is on Tuesday. Okay, you get a Tuesday. But it's not really your day off because guess what the team is doing?
Meeting.
While you are off on your day off, they bringing in a guy that plays your position. And if he is anywhere near as good as you but cheaper, they going to get him. So what you got to do, Earl, even on your day off, you better go over there and show your face. You better go over there and get in the weight room. You better go over there and put some time in the clock so they see you doing what you have to do. And some guys be like, oh, I ain't going in on Tuesday. It's my day off, man. Or, oh, nah, I need to spend time with my wife and all that. Nah, man, you better get your butt in there.
So the commitment, the time commitment.
It ain't the time commitment, Earl. They always looking for to replace you, period. They don't care. The only person that's safe is Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. That's the only people that's safe.
So listen, man, I just do think, man, that people are tired of it. They tired of Aaron Rodgers.
I don't care. You can be tired. What you going to do about it? Nothing. Sit there and be tired. That's all you can do because at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is driving the car, period. He going to either get out the car and move on, or he going to stay in the car and keep driving. You can't do nothing but be mad.
Yeah, well.
Because he's quarterback.
I got that, man.
I've been dealing with this all my life.
Yeah, but they got another quarterback behind them, Jordan Love.
Who? Who'd you say?
Hey, well, that's not what Mike Murphy's saying. Mike Murphy is saying, hey, he's ready.
You know what?
Yeah,
that's all tough talk, man. You better shut up. That's all tough talk, man. I'm telling you. I mean, I got confidence in Jordan Love. I like Jordan Love. But if you got the chance to keep a three-time MVP Super Bowl champion.
That's got to end sometime.
Yeah, it's got to end because I know Jordan Love's sitting there like, man, I ain't going to sit around for two more years and wait on this boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, Aaron Rodgers got the keys to the car, and if he want to drive it for two more years, he going to drive it for two more years.
Okay, so to take it from the perspective of Barack Obama, when he became president, he talked about the Republicans driving the car into the ditch. Which one, Aaron Rodgers, to drive the car into the ditch? Because he at the point, man, where...
You know what? He going to drive it in the ditch? Who going to stop him?
Hey, man.
Who going to stop him? I'm just trying to give you facts. I'm giving you facts, Earl.
So your thing is the Packers
fans. If he was a tackle, a receiver, or whatever, shut up, boy, and get in that corner until we call you out. He Aaron Rodgers. Sir, we're gonna work with you, sir.
That may be that way here in Green Bay. But stuff I've been reading about what the media in New York, if they get a hold to him, he ain't going to get away with that. Yeah, because they're going to completely restructure.
Oh, yeah, it's a different market. It's a different market. But see what? Once he here's the thing, though. Once he leaves Green Bay, all that mystique is gone. You know, it's a different market in Green Bay.
Right.
It's a different market. When he get out there to New York, they're going to eat him alive. All that pretty boy stuff.
Yeah.
And get your head. Oh. That's all over.
We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789.
Somebody please.
844-967-2789 is the phone number. It's Monday. That means Monday's with the Grave Digger and you. We'll be right back. So what Coos?
March 15th.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $150 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
I wanna know, is this love for real? Or could it be lust that I feel? You got it going on and on, like a wheel, fly sex appeal.
There he go.
Smell sweet dress.
The hell's
you got me open like a token. Hot
just listen to him.
Bubble bath, laugh, joking, candlelight, talking about how you X-Men fight. Sight, be saying white.
They say
seafood dishes, wine cooler, champagne wishes.
Waterbed hair. That's the CD right there, Earl. Waterbed hair.
Waterbed what?
Waterbed ham.
Waterbed
ham.
Ham.
Like short for heavy. Come on, man. I'm tired of carrying you, Earl. Come on.
Right,
come
on. Back to the
Lord Jesus. You cannot be that
you
old.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. At least I've heard of Heavy D.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
And I couldn't tell if that was Heavy D or if that was another boy from New York.
Biggie,
yeah.
Their flows are so different.
Yeah. Okay.
Their flows are so different.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Why are you talking about flows, man?
Guess what?
What?
I was watching XFL yesterday. Somebody
really?
You don't really like watching that.
I was what, so.
And guess who was on?
Playing?
Former Green Bay Packer quarterback Brett Huntley.
Really?
Yes. Looked pretty good yesterday. And his offensive coordinator, who was in Green Bay, Ray Sherman.
You know, man.
So why you sitting up here dissing on the XFL, which their head coach was Hall of Famer Rod Woodson?
So they're not on
ESPN.
Oh, ESPN.
See what I'm saying?
Well, I got to figure out, man, because I think I got about 30 ESPN channels. So
Earl,
I
get to your question. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, hey, man,
I'm just giving people trivia, but go ahead.
Hey, but so Gilbert, so here we are. This is really tough time right now for guys in the NFL, those who rookies.
Yeah.
And also guys who.
Yeah.
Really, they're nervous, right?
That's what I'm saying, Earl. You have to be able to hold on to your job in the NFL. That's why they say it's not for long. You got to always put in the work.
Oh, so NFL stands for not for long.
That's what we say, not for long. Not for long. You got to be a bad man to play 10 years. I played 10.
Yeah, I was telling you, I've been reading some stuff about you, man. You were a pretty bad boy.
You just not figuring that out,
right? Well, I mean, I saw you.
You saw me. I watched
all the games.
You know what? Before you say something, the greatest compliment for me coming from somebody was when the offensive coordinator would come down from other teams and come and say, Gilbert, we had to change our whole blocking scheme because of you. That is an honor.
Let me ask you, man. You got little hands. My hands are almost as big as yours.
No, let me slap you upside your head and you see how little these hands is.
I mean, for a cat your size and one of the toughest players in the history of the NFL, I would think you have some mammoth hands.
No, it ain't about what you got or it's about how much heart you got, Earl.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell the people what you want to tell them about why I am the toughest man in one of these.
Well, you know, I've been reading some stuff, man. All they got to do is Google toughest players in NFL history. And your name comes up in many different areas.
Okay.
And I was kind of surprised. I wasn't going to say I was surprised because you're a little bit bigger then than you are now.
I was a lot bigger than I was. Yeah. I was two boxcars together. Thank God I ain't like that now.
And so you were what they call just a stopper. You were a stuffer, right?
A run stopper.
Yeah. I mean, what you would do is clog up everything.
Yeah. That's why I only had 7 sacks, Earl. My job was to stop the run. They brought people in to stop the quarterback.
Right.
My job was to push the rabbit out of the hole. So the quarterback, the quarterback was the rabbit. I got to put pressure to get him out of the hole.
And you had to be tough.
Yes.
So let me ask you, with all the different nose tackles that you know of historically, and I'm sure you studied many of them.
Yes, I have.
Who would you say historically was the toughest nose tackle?
Oh, man. I'm going to say me. It's been so many. Joe Klecko. Mean Joe Green, you know, but here's the thing. I am a true nose tackle.
Right, those guys.
You know,
so
they're defensive tackles, three techniques, you know. I'm a true nose tackle that played the zero shade to the one shade, to the one. They're right there next to the center. No one plays a true nose tackle anymore. You see what I'm saying? Because you'll get your tail beat because you get exposed.
Double teamed.
You get exposed, yes, if you're down there. And I was a true nose tackle. And that's probably why, you know, I would probably never make it to the Hall of Fame. Because I was a true nose tackle that did his job, which was to keep the guard. I'm an offensive lineman playing defense.
So Perry, the refrigerator, was a nose guard.
He was a defensive tackle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He went from 2 to 3 to, you know, he played nose some too. Yeah, yeah. But I was true.
You know, Gilbert, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Look, we got a treat for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Let me see. Is that after the break? Yeah.
It's after the break.
Yeah, we got a treat for you guys coming up. After the break, and
I kept his face pretty.
Yeah, well, he's all right.
He pretty.
He all right, man.
I kept his face.
When
pretty.
My hair is black, I'm prettier, Earl.
You need to fall in a box full of dark and lovely.
Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789.
Please call somebody.
Should we let him know who? Let the people know who's going to be joining us maybe after the break.
Now, Coon!
Yeah. Dr. George Coon, linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, will
Get
be joining
there,
us. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Hey, amen.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to James.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Extraordinary steps being taken so investors can get all of the money they put into now failed Silicon Valley Bank and New York Signature Bank, not just the FDIC insured $250,000. President Biden speaking about it this morning. Today, Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, testifies before a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments he arranged for the former president. At last night's Academy Awards, Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture, and one of the actors in it, Jamie Lee Curtis, took home the Best Supporting Actress statue. ABC's Jason Nathanson was backstage.
She comes from Hollywood royalty. During one of the questions, she was asked about being a Nepo baby, which she proudly wears. She's been in Hollywood for a long time, but this has never happened for her. She's never gotten to this level of success, and she thanked everybody who supported her all these years and all the genre films she's done.
This is ABC News.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is getting hit with its third heavy snowfall in the first 2 weeks of March. Parts of northeast Wisconsin are getting the worst of it. Shawnee, Outagamie, Brown, Winnebago, Waupaca, Calumet, and Manitowoc counties are under a winter storm warning. Surrounding counties are under a winter weather advisory. The city of Madison is retroactively dismissing 282 tickets for marijuana possession. People who were fined between February of 2019 and December of 2020 will have the charge expunged from their records. Recreational marijuana is illegal in Wisconsin, but a Madison City ordinance loosens restrictions on small amounts. In sports, the Bucks are at Sacramento tonight. The Badgers open NIT play at the Kohl Center tomorrow night against Bradley. Marquette plays Vermont at the Big Dance Friday. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
It's Girl Scout cookie time. In the Holmes household, what do you end up stocking up on?
The chocolate stripes.
The Samoas or the Caramel Delights.
You know, once you start, you go through an entire roll right away.
What new flavors would you create? Maybe one that tastes like Guinness beer. I don't know. Do not suggest a bratwurst flavored cookie. I'm not down with that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, Earl. Listen to the flow. This is totally different. Well, you hear what he said? My Detroit players. Come on. Come on. Let it breathe, Earl, before you say something. Let it breathe. Come on.
When you get to be 70 years old.
I'm going to still pop. Let me tell you, Earl, I'll be driving a 64 Lincoln Continental with the suicide doors, all the windows down, a dobber, and a stogie at the red light. And guess what I'm be playing? Biggie.
Hey, man. Woo! Listen, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on Earl Ingram Show. As
y'all
always,
better wake up.
You
it's
can
Monday.
Join us at 844-967-2789. And I guess you got a special guest.
Yes. Yes. Let me bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, He is not only a doctor. He is not only a Green Bay Packer legend, but he is a friend, and I love this man to death. Give it up for George. Oh, excuse me. Dr. George Kuhn. Hey, Bay.
Bay, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning to you, Dr. Kuhn. It is an honor and a privilege to have you on the airways, man. How many years did you play for the Packers? Five.
I was in Green Bay for 8 1 year in Seattle.
Wow, 8 years in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask. So I was in Green Bay.
Go ahead.
I was in Green Bay in '92. I was there when Gilbert walked into the locker room. I was Reggie White was sitting in his locker, soon to be his locker, back in probably maybe first week of maybe September 1st, September 2nd, 3rd of 1993. Me and Reggie White was having a conversation about him that he was coming on board. And he was walking through the door at the time we was talking. So Gil and I go back over 30 years.
Did you get drafted by the Packers?
No, I come out of the NFL Europe.
Oh,
I did not get drafted by the Packers. I was with the NFL Europe. I was with the Ohio Glory, and I was like the defensive player of the year. They came and plucked me up and gave me a chance up in Green Bay, and the rest is history.
For those of us who don't know, man, what was it like to walk into Lambeau Field, man? And does that still impact you today?
Well, it was a dream come true on so many levels. You know, to have a dream at 9 years old to play at the highest level, to play in the National Football League. You know, as a child, you look at the small things. The reason why I wanted to go into the NFL because I was watching Monday Night Football one time, and I saw the two announcers. I think it was Howard Cosell. And I was looking at the backdrop, and they had a lot of tall buildings and hotels, and I thought it would be cool if I played in the NFL, that I would get a chance to stay in one of those hotels the night before the game. So things like that kind of it brings it back that it's just a game when you're just a kid with aspirations and dreams. And I had a lot of people pouring a lot into me to give me that opportunity to one day walk into Lambeau, walk into the locker room, and not only just walk in, but go in and be a fixture, be a leader. Mm-hmm. Go take everything that I learned from Eastern North Carolina growing up and make an impact in that locker room in Green Bay. Because you talk to Gilbert, and we hear a lot of big names about the players on that team. you get Gilbert off mic and ask him, who was leading that team? who was the leader of that team?
The real leader.
And he'll tell you. And I don't have to brag about it or talk about it.
Oh, I thought it, so.
It's fact.
But he told me Brett Favre. I wasn't supposed to say that.
George knows.
Oh, okay.
Listen. I want to say this, man. George Kuhn is a legend. It is a crying shame that he is not a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer. Crying shame. The man put the work in. He put the time in. He put the knowledge in. I was so fortunate as a young guy that they, you know, they sit you in by groups. You know, defensive line over
right.
here. You know, it's just by so you guys can do whatever.
Right.
I did not sit with the defensive linemen for some reason. I think it was because they didn't think I was going to be that long. I don't know. But they put me right at the break. I was I was right next to George Koontz and all the linebackers to the right. I was right next to Leroy Butler and all the DBs to the left. So I'm sitting there between those two guys with all this knowledge that they have. I thank God every day that they set me next to George Koontz and Leroy Butler. And George Koontz, I love you, brother, and there is no reason. We should start a campaign that you should be a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, because you didn't do it by running your mouth, George. You did it by play on the field. So I love you, brother, and you're a hell of a player, man.
You know, George, you were kind of a big linebacker, right? I mean, your height, what are you, about 6'2"?
Yep, 6'2".
What did you go, about 230, back in your playing days?
I was 245 at the time. All the pictures were if I had some bungalows or something like that.
But he ran like a deer, Earl. He ran like a deer.
He was a runaway trucker.
Hey, Bay. Now, check this out now. We like to rap and everything now. Earl, if you was watching us on YouTube or wherever we on, man, he looked like he fell into a bowl of flour. But he gonna sit up here. George, you look good, man. You ain't got all this gray hair all over the place. I don't. Tell this dude why we got good genes. Tell him. Please tell him, George.
Well, number one, you ain't.
Hey, don't interrupt George while he's talking. Tell him, George.
Well, first of all, it's that water from West Virginia that is Gilbert.
That is.
Yep. And then that water from Eastern North Carolina. I come out of a community that's over 300 years old. We just celebrated the black community I came out of, 310 mm-hmm. years old. Talk to me, Earl. Talk to me.
Well, one of the things, George, that both you and Gilbert, the evil consequences of time will give you gray hair. You guys, a couple of young whippersnappers. Mm-hmm. When you come out of
a community that's over 310 years old, and we talking about going back into the 1700s, we talking about some excellent genes.
I'm not saying that you don't have some good genes. I've seen you, but you know.
Earl, let me put it this way. Don't stop defending yourself. Why don't you ask him the question that you ask me every Monday morning before we do anything? Aaron.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about Aaron Rodgers. Let me ask you, George.
Because I'm tired now, of asking
because
this question.
Because everybody's talking about Aaron Rodgers. One man. Now, you had Brett Favre. You know, and I remember those days with Brett Favre, but Brett Favre wasn't as arrogant and cocky.
No.
Or was he? As Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Give him the skinny, George. Give him the skinny.
Okay. That's what you want to go with, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I was on the outside looking in.
But you're speaking like you just put it out there like you was there.
No, I was not there. I'll retract that.
But you just said that he wasn't. You just said he was not as arrogant as Brett Favre. So that tells me that you must know.
Well, when the doctor corrects me, I understand the pecking order. So, Doc, I will withdraw that. Was Brett Favre as cocky a guy as Aaron Rodgers? I'll put it in the form of a question. Is that acceptable, Doc?
That's acceptable. But I think there's different. Have you ever heard of where I grew up? We used to have window shades.
Yeah, we had window shades. Right.
Could you dress it up a little different? Maybe, I don't know if you know where I'm going.
I know where you're going.
All right, then you can take it from there.
So let me
ask you. Same thing, but just dressed up different.
Okay, so, I mean, I understand this. Aaron Rodgers is a lot more cerebral than Brett Favre was.
And I'll give you that.
It's safe to say that, okay? And he's a
two totally different guys.
Man. And he's a master of communication.
But they learned from – it's like this. They're two totally different guys because Brett will run the ball. Aaron will stop at the line and throw the ball. His throws are different. They're just two different players. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he's a quarterback. A quarterback gets whatever they want.
Yes, sir.
Can I give you my take real quick?
Yes, sir.
It really doesn't have nothing to do with Aaron or Brett. The missing piece with both of them is Reggie White. And you probably said, well, how did Reggie get into this conversation?
To be
a quarterback in the National Football League, that's a lot of responsibility. You're the face of the organization. You're probably the highest paid player on the team, right?
Right.
They want you to be the spokesperson. So there's a lot of weight on you. And then they want you to go out there and perform and put up the points, get the W's and all of that. See, Brett Favre didn't have to really be Brett Favre at that time because he had Reggie White taking all that heat, taking all that leadership from him so he could go out there and do what he wanted to do, and that was have fun and throw that football around, and we had a chance to experience and see that. Okay. So now Reggie and Brett Favre was together. Brett was in Green Bay for a total of 16. Him and Reggie was together for 6. Those 6 years, they went to 2 Super Bowls. After our late Reggie White passed on, Brett was in Green Bay for a total of a decade. Never went back. Never went back to the Super Bowl. So you said, okay, now how does Aaron Rodgers fit into it? Same thing. Money, which is great. Leadership. You got to play. You got to go out there and have fun. And you got to lead. Who was there to help him? In the beginning, it was kind of hit and miss. Then the Packers made a move and went and got a guy by the name of Charles Woodson. Took that pressure off of him. Let him play. Charles was the leader.
Doc, I got to get you to hang on, man. We got to go to a break because,
see how he slow walked that thing to that connection. Oh,
yeah, but I got some beautiful stuff I want to ask him on the other side.
Wait, beautiful, but
I'm going to help him with the grave digger and the great Dr. George Kuntz is on the line. 844-967-2789. Hey, we'll be right back.
Talk to me, babe.
With the balance of the Wisconsin Supreme Court at stake.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ah, the Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Weather on this snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
You want me to rap this verse for you?
Boom, 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 boom.
You hear that flow? You hear that different flow from Biggie?
Well, you know, I'm listening to the music.
You hear the different flow from Biggie. That's all I need for you to say. Well, yes, I do. You cannot confuse the two. George, can you hear me?
I hear you.
He trying to tell me he couldn't tell the difference between Biggie and Heavy.
Well, I remember the song in the background that they sampled from.
They sampled, there you go.
Yeah,
there
so, okay, I, okay, I get
okay, okay, you waiting for so, somebody else to sing.
So, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, and none other than the great George, Dr. George Koontz. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, Dr. Koontz, man, you were talking about the importance of leadership and on a football field. And people would probably think, those of us who, you know, didn't have that opportunity, we would think that all the guys on the field had leadership or they wouldn't be there. Mm. I mean, they were stars on their prospective teams, leaders on their prospective teams. Mm. And you would not think that they would need to have the guys like Woodson and Reggie White. But according to you, yeah, it does matter.
It's vital. That may be the most important ingredient. You're not going to win no championship just with talent. You got to have leadership and different levels of leadership. There's a hierarchy within that organization. In any organization, for that matter.
So,
guys have to know where they plug in at.
So let me ask you: when you got a guy
Let me tell you this: if the people in Wisconsin knew the importance of Reggie White, they'd be snatching down names off libraries and schools and putting his name up and down Highway 41 and 43 constantly. They don't know what that man. Reggie White, man.
Well, you know, the essence of who he was, and I'm going back to Philadelphia, and what he did for people and communities. And even what he was attempting to do in Green Bay and Milwaukee, he was a spiritual
and
man.
Carolina. Well, when you and NFL, Carolina.
Yeah. When you sue the NFL and win,
yeah, he kinda,
that tells you.
That's how free agency came into
his wife. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. I mean, I'm thinking that's how free agency came into existence. It's like Curt Flood did in baseball.
Who?
Curt Flood.
What? Baseball?
Yeah. Well, anyway, but George, let me, is it time to move on from Rodgers?
Ooh.
Is it time to move on?
Yeah.
Well, I think he still has the ability.
I've been trying to tell
you. I know, but you said you think he still has the ability, George, but
George, we've been fussing about this. He trying to say he 40 years old and can't throw.
I didn't say he can't throw.
Can't throw like he used to. That's what you said.
Well, he used to be able to move around.
And you say, I ain't never seen him move around like you say he moved around. I see him run up to that line and throw the ball.
I used to see Rodgers break away for 20-yard runs.
You did?
Critical junctures. We don't see him doing that anymore. He's 40 years old.
Okay. We're sorry, George, for cutting you off. Go ahead.
All right, okay. Go ahead. George, Doc?
Well, I can the man play without a doubt? I think there's other things at play outside of the football field. And hopefully they'll get that worked out.
Do you think he's going to remain in Green Bay? See that pause, right?
Now I don't know about that because if I've been asked this question 2 or 3 years ago, without a doubt. But I think now it's I think a lot of things has happened over the last 2 3 years. I can see. If they both decide to move on, and Earl, you know, sports is a young man's game. If you think about it,
George, tell him
to hold on. You want to play 20, 30 years, but it is truly a young man's game.
George, check this out. I've been trying to tell Earl. You know, because sometimes the athlete gets a bad rap because the upstairs, that's why I never hardly ever go upstairs at 1265. But upstairs is going to make that look good, and sometimes the athlete look bad. And they got the power to do that. You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand that because we love the Green Bay Packers. We love the car. If the Green Bay Packers was a car, we love that car. But the person that's driving that car may have or make animosity between downstairs and upstairs. Can't you explain that? Am I telling it kind of the way it's supposed to be told, George?
I would agree with that. It is a very interesting balance.
Yeah,
you know, with the player and the front office and the media, coming into the NFL. One of the things that really shocked me, it wasn't that I could compete or play at that level once I got into the locker room and got onto the practice field. It was the other things I had to try to figure out and balance and understand. And that was the coaching, the politics. Mm-hmm. You know, you got politics in families. You got politics in the organization. You got a lot of things you have to balance, just like at Chevrolet or Ford. Or at the radio station.
Or at Marion University. Or at Marion University. Or at the university.
Right. It's not just you just going out there and being a quarterback. There's a lot of things going on.
You know, Doc, but, I hate to leave it there, you and the Gravedigger, but man, clock on the wall.
It always goes fast.
Yeah, man. We got to do something about that, man.
Yeah.
Can we bring him back? Sometime in the future, man.
George, I always come back. Teammates never say no to teammates.
All right, listen, man, we got to run. Thank you very much, Dr. Coontz. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Gravedigger. We'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What do you want to tell them, Gilbert?
keep rocking that biggie.
All right,
man. The Odds of March, the day.
March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media Premium Weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always.